CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're talking with Sonia Cormier. Now, Sonia owns and operates the barbershop in Lennoxville, right in the heart of Lennoxville, Len's Barbershop. So, welcome, Sonia.
Well, thank you very much, Maureen. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, how are you holding up, you and your business, with COVID? We've been into it quite a few months now.
Yes, it's been hard. I mean, it's struggling for, I think, lots of business. I'm not the only one, but it's been hard since opening back at the beginning in June. It was good at the first week and a half, maybe, of going back to business. Mm-hmm. And then it slowly faded, went down, and now it's, I would say, 30% of what I used to make a day, a week. Customers or three customers. So it's hard. We're struggling. We're really struggling.
Mm-hmm. So from the beginning of March, like, you closed, when was the hair salons and the barbershops closed?
It was mid-March. I don't exactly remember the date.
Okay,
mid-March. But I know it was mid-March that we were asked to close.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that for a few months, and we reopened in June.
Mm-hmm.
I started with the system of taking appointments. That was it wasn't obliged, but it was a suggestion by the CNESST.
Mm-hmm.
Because of social distancing, we only are allowed so many people per square feet.
Okay.
So I'm only allowed to have three customers plus me inside at once.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to operate if you're not taking appointments. You don't know, how many people will be inside. And so I rather take appointments. I will take walk-ins now that the business is so slow that, I mean, walk-ins are now, I written on the door that we will take walk-ins. But I will, always, the appointments will always come first.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have customers inside, I have to refuse people. We do take temperatures for people that, that say that they're not feeling good, then we don't take them at all, and we take precautions, we disinfect, we wash our hands, wear masks, and but it's still very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that during the time of March and June, lots of people bought clippers, so everybody's become a barber now.
I was wondering that. Probably a lot of people are trying to do their own hair. I've seen some terrible cuts, especially on men.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of them. Well, I don't blame them. A lot of people are afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, it's no more dangerous than going to Provigo or, I wear masks. Like I say, I have a special disinfectant. Everything is clean. The chair where people put their hands and the... So, we try to do our best. Of course, nothing is 100%, but we try to do our best to keep people safe. And, I think we're doing a good job so far. It's just that, I respect, people that do their own hair, that bought clippers, doing the husband and the kids and the neighbor's dog and everything. But, businesses have to survive. It's hard. I know I have friends that are, there's a salon, another salon there that are closing because they can't afford the rent anymore. So it's really, really hard. It's scary. It was my father's legacy, He kind of gave that to me as his, his legacy to keep on, So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to give it to my son. So it's kind of scary that we might not get through this,
It is. How long has the business been going, Sonia?
Well, at that location, it's been there for 25 years, but it's been in Lennoxville since, oh my God, I don't know. I don't think I was born since my father was a barber for over 60 years. So, and he came to Quebec and he was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's been a while. But that's it, So I'm the fourth generation of my family to be barber. And, you want to keep it up. You want to survive this, and try to make things go back to the way they were. I don't know if that'll ever come back, but at least, you know, come back to a place where we can actually get through this pandemic, you know, without losing our small business in town. You know, it's important to try to, you know, realize that, you know, it's safe. It's we can make it. It is, and you know, like a lot of students that I used to have don't come around much since there's only 40-some percent, I think, that are back, and the older people in Lanxville, of course, you have to understand that they're a little afraid of all of this going on. So
I imagine you have a lot of clientele that are older people too, used to coming to the business for a number of years.
Oh yeah, I have a lot. Well, I used to have a lot, and not anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that especially people from the Manor, I used to have a lot of men from the Manor that used to come, but I don't know, you know, it's hard for them. I get it, you know, they're afraid, but you know, we may not have a barbershop, you know, after all this is over.
Yeah, it's very scary, and I guess we're in the second wave now.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah, and we don't.
Especially now that there's, you know, more cases around, and
mm-hmm. And quite a few in Lenoxville too, which is scary. And the students, some of them are heading back. They may not come back this year, I guess.
No, that's it. That's it. So I think we all have to stick together and try to come through this, you know. But it's like I say, it's hard. It's hard on the money, of course, but it's hard on the moral too. You know, it's hard on the. You feel almost like you're gonna. You don't know what to do. You know, you try different solutions, or you know, try to have something else. Publicity. I bought a big, huge flag. I changed my flooring inside so it's easier to clean, and I don't know, different floors. I wash the floors, and you know, I try to keep everything nice and, it's, you know, it is what it is for now, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just going to say, How do you keep up your morale? And I guess it's just hard in general.
Oh, yeah, the morale is really hard, for sure, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't sleep very good.
No, how about the
put
clients?
It that way.
Do you have anybody complaining about disinfecting their hands or anything?
No, I had people, you know, that weren't happy with the taking appointments.
Okay.
You know, actually, I've had people say that my father would have never treated them this way. But my father was never, you know, in the pandemic situation either. So it's you know, it's kind of hard to judge what he would have done. But I can only do what I think is the best for the customers, is not having too many people inside at once.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is the most secure way of not, you know, not having COVID, is not being together in one room at one time.
It makes sense.
So, it's what I have found to be the best way to handle it. And I think it's, you know, it's the way that I think that I'm going to keep my customers safe, is by continuing this way, disinfecting and, you know, it's expensive, you know, because if you think of everything you have to buy to keep everybody safe, but it's worth it. At the end, it's worth it.
It is expensive and a lot more work for you, and you're the only barber in that business, I think?
I'm the only one, yes, because my father passed away, and I started training my son, but now with the COVID, there's not a lot of customers, so we stopped for now there, but I guess we'll go back to it when things get back to normal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So you're right in the heart of Lenoxville. Would you like to give our listeners your address?
Yes, I'm 182 Lens Barbershop, 182 Queen Street,
okay.
Lenoxville. So if you drive by, my phone number's in the window, and you can pick that up and make an appointment. Come and see. I mean, it's a friendly barbershop, and the customers are treated well, and so we always have a nice talk. And a good chat.
You have a lot of experience too, so that's important too.
Yes, it is. I think a lot of people are alone, you know, and they feel lonely during this. And you know, having I usually have half an hour per customer, and I think it's nice because you get to talk to them, you know, and you get to know your customers, and you know what they're going through. You know, some of them are grieving the loss of a wife, and you know, so you. when they come in, you can talk to them, and it makes them feel good, you know, to have somebody, you know, to talk to and, you know, put your hand on their shoulder and feel safe about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. That makes a big difference. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Sonia?
Well, I'd like to wish everybody, if I don't see you guys, have a Merry Christmas. I know that it's going to be hard this year, but I think that we have to make the best of it. And everybody stay safe out there. And that's pretty much it, you know, stay safe and encourage your local businesses. And that's all, you know, and listen to 88.9 The Cube.
Thanks very much, Sonia. So 182 Queen Street in Lenoxville, and the number is right on the window there, so make an appointment and maybe even walk in if you don't have too many people.
That's right.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Sonia, and all the best to you.
Okay, thank you, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.